For decades, the three counties of Massachusetts along the Connecticut River, Franklin, Hampshire, and Hampden, have been collectively known as the Pioneer Valley. But some boosters of the region decided the moniker is old-fashioned and confusing. So the Greater Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Economic Development Council of Western Massachusetts spent $80,000 to hire a consultant from Oklahoma to rebrand this region. West Mass was launched with a two-minute video. That video and the brand have been met with criticism and mockery on social media. To hear a defense of West Mass, I sat down with Greg Chico. He's the director of sales for the Big E and a board member of the Visitors Bureau. I asked him why the new brand is necessary.
Well, first of all, a couple of things. Let's go through the process that we went through. There were 70-some-odd proposals that were placed out into the marketplace, both locally and nationally. 23 of those came back. We selected six or seven, three of which were locals. And ultimately
This is proposals for the
selection of the consultant, exactly. And inevitably, we found a consultant that was out of market, that specialized in exactly what we were looking for, and that is rebranding. And their concept was to come in, learn as much as they possibly can about the region, and then basically tell us what we are. And so, the stakeholders were the general public. There were surveys on Mass Live, the business community, the tourism community. And ultimately, if you see the one-hour presentation, it makes a lot more sense than just simply saying, okay, West Mass, because it sounds very simplified. But, the whole concept of Pioneer Valley, we all embrace. I mean, I've lived here my entire life. There's businesses called Pioneer Valley. Mm-hmm. But the reality is it doesn't resonate with people that are not from here. People, when asked outside of market, what do you think about Pioneer Valley? They think we're someplace in the Midwest with covered wagons. That's the impression they get out of it. So our whole idea was to modernize, to contemporize, and more importantly, to showcase all the innovations that are going on here. This is a rebrand that needs to get out to the public outside of the region to attract people to come here.
Well, so far the reaction within the region, there's been some negative reaction. There's an online petition signed by over 700 people as we're taping this right now that wants to stop this name change from happening. Is that reaction concerning to you?
No, it's not, because I think the misnomer there is that people can't call it Pioneer Valley anymore. And that's just not the truth. We want to make the Pioneer Valley great. That's our whole goal. We need to bring in more talented workers. We need to bring in visitors that come to our hotels and our attractions. And Pioneer Valley is not getting it done.
Well, there's a video that goes along with this branding campaign. It uses some descriptors for the region like diversity and ingenuity. It also uses the descriptors fertility and modesty. I'm curious, why modesty and fertility? Why are those adjectives something that this region should be associated with?
And again, this goes into the hour-long presentation and how they viewed us. The modesty factor is, quite honestly, we don't toot our horn enough. We don't realize all the great things that are going on in this region at this point in time. So we are modest about it. And calling it West Mass will hopefully break that barrier down for folks to start tooting their own horns about what goes on here.
What's your feeling? I mean, your initial feeling with that that brand, the look, the name, West Mass?
Well, if I was in a vacuum and I was sitting there and all of a sudden said, we're not going to call the Pioneer Valley Pioneer Valley anymore, we're going to call it West Mass, I would say that's probably simplified and say, boy, what did they spend $80,000 on that? But that wasn't the process. The process was months long. It was taking an objective look from the outside in as to exactly what's going on here and all the levels of innovation are happening and all the potential economic impact we would have from a multitude of things that are going on. And the reality is, if you watch that presentation, and I would encourage you to do so, by all means, it makes a lot of sense. It's short. It's simple. It's descriptive geographically. It's in terms of West and Western Mass, if you get into the logos and the marks and the extensions of how it goes into advertising, it makes perfect sense.
I guess, in terms of marketing the region, though, people aren't necessarily going to watch that hour-long presentation if they're looking to come to this area.
Nor do they know it's called the Pioneer Valley currently.
Okay. Well, just given the reception that this campaign has had so far, do you plan to stick with West Mass as a brand?
Absolutely. I mean, the stakeholders that supported this endeavor have embraced it, and our next step moving forward is to start to use it in all of our campaigns. And I think you'll be seeing the logo a lot in businesses just locally.
Okay. Well, Greg Chico, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Greg Chico is a board member of the Greater Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau. I'm Henry Epp. This is Morning Edition.